May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I have an unlikely beginning of a Trinity Sunday sermon, but I like it. It's a story, and it's called Cinderella, and it's by Max Lucado. I received a call from a friend named Kenny. He and his family had just returned from Disney World. I saw a sight I'll never forget, he said. I want to tell you about it. He and his family were inside Cinderella's castle. It was packed with kids and parents. Suddenly, all the children rushed to one side. Had it been a boat, the castle would have tipped over. Cinderella had entered. Cinderella, the pristine princess. Kenny said she was perfectly typecasted, a gorgeous young woman with each hair in place, flawless skin, and a beaming smile. She stood waist-deep in a garden of kids, each wanting to touch and be touched. For some reason, Kenny turned and looked toward the other side of the castle. It was now vacant, except for a boy who was maybe 7 or 8 years old. His age was hard to determine because of the disfigurement of his little body, dwarfed in height, face deformed. He stood watching quietly and wistfully, holding the hand of an older brother. Don't you know what he wanted? He wanted to be with the children. He longed to be in the middle of the kids, reaching for Cinderella, calling her name. But can't you feel his fear? Fear of yet another rejection? Fear of being taunted again, mocked again, bullied once more? Don't you wish that Cinderella would go to him? Guess what? She did. She noticed the little boy. She immediately began walking in his direction, politely but firmly inching through the crowd of children. She finally broke free. She walked quickly across the floor, knelt at eye level with the stunned little boy, met him where he was, and placed a kiss on his face. I thought you would appreciate the story, Kenny told me. I did. It reminded me of another one. The names are different, but isn't the story almost the same? Rather than a princess of Disneyland, it's the Prince of Peace. Rather than a little boy in a castle, it's a thief on the cross. In both cases, a gift was given. In both cases, love was shared. In both cases, the lovely one performed a gesture beyond all words. But Jesus did more than Cinderella. Oh, so much more. Cinderella gave only a kiss. When she stood to leave, she took her beauty with her. The boy was still deformed. What if Cinderella had done what Jesus did? What if she assumed his state What if she had somehow given her beauty and taken on his disfiguring? That's what Jesus did. He took our suffering on himself and felt our pain for us. He was wounded for the wrong that we did and do. He was crushed for the evil that we did and we do. The punishment which made us well was given to him, our Lord. And we are healed because of his wounds. Make no mistake, Jesus gave more than a kiss. He gave his beauty. He paid more than just a visit. He paid for our mistakes. He took more than a minute. He took away our sins. For me, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, sums up the perfect gift of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's like a gift-giving Sunday. It's a Sunday filled with faith. And we started off with the collect. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace, in other words, strength, by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity. If we want to have fun in church, if we want to have a life filled with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have to try hard to pray and be faithful each and every day. And we have to, every time that we wake up in the morning, be grateful for all that he has given us, even when we don't really feel like being grateful. Because if we really reflect on all that the Lord has done, he has given us our life, the life of the entire creation, and he does more. He has given his life so that we can once more return and be with him, reconciled with him and each other for all eternity. For me, it's a Sunday of gifting. In Romans, St. Paul writes, since we have been justified by faith. Think about it. What if we weren't justified by faith? What a gift that is from our God, our Creator, being justified by faith. And because of that, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being filled by the Holy Spirit. That's what gives us our peace, our confidence, our strength, our joy, our mercy, our compassion on ourselves and others, and our love. The gifting starts right at the beginning of the church year. And just briefly, I'll go through it. For Advent, we're supposed to, it's like a Happy New Year's for the church. We're to start reflecting and thinking about our relationship with God and what God wants us to do each and every day and realize all that God has done for us. And then we've got Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. No better gift than that. And then during Epiphany, the showing forth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in so many ways. And then once again in Lent, a time to think and to prepare and to be grateful for the gift of Holy Week, the gift of Easter, the gift of his resurrection, and then ascension back to heaven. And then what did we celebrate last week? Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus always present with us each and every moment of each and every day so that we can be little Jesuses in the world for him, for all people. And then today, we celebrate Trinity, the Trinity of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which makes it possible for us to be alive, to be faithful, to be grateful, to have peace, and to share that and show that as soon as we leave this church building and this worship service. We are to be faithful to Him and worship Him day in and day out. And then coming up during the summer, which I hope summer starts soon, well, soon I hope, we will learn all the teachings of Jesus once again during this Pentecost season. So for me, I think Trinity Sunday is a great time to realize all the gifts that our Lord God has given us. And as the collect says, we are to keep ourselves steadfast in this faith. And we are to be steadfast in our worship to the Lord, which brings us at last to see our God in all His glory, in His kingdom, forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.